Okay, real talk. You can't be committed to your growth and to your bullshit. You have to choose one or the other. And if you choose growth, then you have to go through the struggle that's associated with it. You have to go through the pain, the uncomfortable situations, and all of the hard times. You can't skip this part. You can't work on yourself and your goals just when it's convenient or easy. You have to be willing to do the hard work. Keep a mindset of whatever it takes. Wake up early, stay up late, read your affirmations, and put in the work. Are you going to keep making the same life decisions that aren't helping you grow just because they're keeping you comfortable? Are you kidding me? Or are you ready to start taking the steps that are needed every single day towards your goals? You don't get to take this one massive step and then you've accomplished everything that you've set out to do. Sorry, friends, that's not how it works. Staying consistent with your small daily actions will get you to where you want to be. You're going to come across roadblocks all along your journey. There's no way to avoid them. Things are going to happen that you would have never imagined happening. At these points, you have to make a choice. Are you going to back down from your goals just because things are becoming difficult and you're not sure how much more of this you can actually handle? Are you going to let this struggle get the best of you? No, because you're stronger than you think. It might feel like you aren't ever going to get out of this storm, but you will. You have to keep pushing forward no matter what. Don't look at these roadblocks as something that's saying your dreams are over. Look at them as opportunities. You just need to reroute yourself. Maybe going your original way is no longer beneficial to you, and that's fine. Recenter yourself and figure out a new way to head towards your goals. All of these people that you're applauding on social media and in real life all have one thing in common. They're embracing their struggle. They aren't letting it deter them away from their goals. You won't have overnight success. You'll have defeat again and again, but you have to choose to wipe the blood, sweat, and tears off of your face and get right back up. Getting back up is a choice. Continuing to fight for what you want is a choice, and it's a choice that you have to make every single day. No one else is going to come into your life and do the hard work for you. I'll cheer you on and I'll help push you along the way, but you have to show up with grit. Have the courage to follow through with your goals despite everything that's going on around you. Don't lose sight of them. I don't care if you choose to have sticky notes all over your damn house with your goals written down on them or if you have them saved to your phone. Just put them somewhere that you're going to see them daily. I will preach again and again about you saying your affirmations out loud every single day. You'll hear me talk about it on all of my podcast episodes because it's so incredibly important. Start doing this if you have not already. Life will happen and your goals will be put on the back burner. Stop doing that. Stop saying that you'll start working on your goals when you can give it your all, or when things aren't so hectic, or when the struggle isn't in your way, or when things get easier. Friends, the struggle will always be there in some way, shape, or form. You have to decide that you want progress over perfection. Slow progress is better than none at all. Put in the work 30 minutes a day. You have 30 minutes. Stop scrolling social media for that amount of time and replace it with something productive. Stay in your own damn lane and focus. Stop letting people that gave up on their goals talk you out of yours. Those are the people that turned around and walked away when those roadblocks were placed in front of them. They could have struggled for a while by paving a new route for their goals, but they settled into the feeling of being comfortable instead. Don't even allow yourself to have the option of settling. That word shouldn't even be in your vocabulary. I want you to think about the very best version of yourself. What are you doing? Where are you living? What kinds of people are you surrounding yourself with? Do they have the same goal-getter mindset as you? Now, think even bigger. Everything that you're envisioning is available to you, but you have to work for it. It won't be easy, but it will be worth it. Stop playing small just because you think that it's safe. It's okay to want the absolute most out of this life. The power is in never giving up. But let's set some things straight here. Stop trying to paint the struggle for something that it isn't. It's not pretty. It's not cute Pinterest quotes. It's not easy. It's ugly. It's painful. And it's incredibly hard work. You have to work through layers and layers of emotions. You have to unlearn all of your unhealthy coping mechanisms. You have to call yourself out on your own bullshit. But then you'll realize your worth. You'll create boundaries and you'll stand firm behind them. And then you'll have the courage to walk away from all unhealthy situations when respect is no longer being served. Let your struggle strengthen you. Let your struggle help empower others. Let them see that anything's possible. It's never too late to become who you want to be. The idea of the struggle might scare the crap out of you, but you are so wildly capable of doing so many difficult things. You have so much strength inside of you, even if you don't realize it. If your dream life is truly that important to you, then you'll always find a way to push through all of the difficult times. And if not, then you'll always find an excuse. And that's harsh, but it's the truth, friends. How important are your goals to you? Where do they sit on your priority list? Your goals are your responsibility. When push comes to shove, it's all up to you. You have to decide that they are worth the struggle. Everything that you want and deserve is coming your way, but you have to be willing to fight for it. Love you guys.